nickname Richie. And I'm here by God's grace and God's mercy. I love you. Can we have a moment of silence for the still sick and suffering addict in the room, out of the room, for all those in hospitals and institutions, followed by the serenity prayer for all those that care to join tonight. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm an addict named Richie. I want to thank Chesapeake Potomac Region for a great invite to come here and share my experience, strength, and hope from New York. I'm not going to give you a war story tonight. I'm here tonight to charge the atmosphere. Right? Listen, the biggest mistake that the disease did this day was let you in the room. Because the bottom line here is this. Don't be intimidated by the storm. Because help is on the way. I want you to think for one. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you something to bite into. I mean, I used 22 years, you know, methadone and Rikers Island and all that stuff. And I don't want to get into none of that because it's about a success story tonight. See? It's about, you know what? I got some friends that are not doing so well. I have a friend back home that I sponsor that had a serious surgery. I spoke with him a little while ago, and I have another friend of mine that's dying, right? He told me on the phone he don't think he's going to make it out of this one. A friend of mine in Baltimore who's on the interferon treatments, right? And then I got men who believe in God around me. I want to thank William and the program committee for being so gracious and so kind and not having to worry about taking a risk on a man of God. Because the bottom line here is that, you know what, I got evidence tonight. I got one half of the two children that I've raised for better than 12 years now. I've got my son here with me all weekend, you know. I got my son here with me all weekend, and it's big time for me to have him here. My son Christian is a boy that has given me and breathed life into me, and God's greatest gifts to me were my two kids. Outside of my clean time. You know? And I like to share with you that, you know, if you give it some thought now, if you give it some thought about the time that you were up in the dope house, in the crack house, on a holster, doing what we do, right? And the moment that you scream, it was a doubtful scream. It was a scream to something that you believed in maybe when you were younger, and it made an impact on you, and you reached out, and you just, listen, man, you just said, God, help me. And look where we are tonight. Look where we are tonight. Amen. I got my literature. Our literature ain't my literature. It's our literature. You know, if fear is tolerated, faith is contaminated. Right? If you tolerate fear in your life and think that you cannot become successful in your clean time, you're mistakenly wrong. God has blessed and chosen every single person in this room tonight, took you from your nightmare and brought you to a success story. Right? This is a God that that does things that are most incredible. Listen, I'm all about talking about the God that removed me from the muck and the mire, from the degradation and humiliation and walking down and feeling down and dirty and scrubby and scummy and all that kind of stuff. And just, you know what? It's like a rebirth. Narcotics Anonymous will never fail you. The fellowship at hand, the ties that bind us. We need to talk about, like, what puts us together. I want to tell you something. The enemy reared his ugly head this weekend with me. There were many times I was confronted by certain individuals probably sitting in here tonight. Listen to me. You don't know when you're sitting, the person next to you, you might be sitting right next to the enemy. Some people have different agendas up in this camp. And when God sets a plan, nobody can alter it. Right? I'm talking about, like, you know what? Certain things were injected, you know, to try to distract me from what I had to do here tonight. God has set me on a path the last couple of weekends to say you're going to Chesapeake Potomac region, you know. And you know what? Listen to me, man. It ain't about ego. And it ain't about, like, you know what? I ain't no more special than anyone else. But the bottom line is that, you know what? When you've got a relationship with the prayer that you have in your life, the prayer is what extracted you from the dope house. It was a desperate prayer. And to come here to cheat yourself not to stay clean is beyond comprehension. Right? It says here in our basic text, if we pray for God to remove any distracting influences, the quality of our prayers usually improves and we feel the difference. Well, I feel the difference tonight. We were up there in a program room and we received all this love from all these sponsees and people from different places and saying prayers and, you know, and this is what it's about. We prayed before over there in the corner. Andre took me on the side and we said, listen, this is all about effective prayer. This is all about not picking up and then learning what to do to stay stopped. Because anybody could stop using. But could you stay stopped using? I'm talking about recovering. I'm not talking about, listen, man, I'm not talking about the things that will tear us apart. That's easy. I'm talking about, you know, things that tear you apart. People saying stuff and trying to throw gossip on you, you know, and backbiting you and stabbing you, you know, just because they didn't get asked to speak. That's how I take it, because listen, they ain't in my house. My son is sitting over there. Go ask him how we live it. We pray up in our house. We do things. I got a daughter that's so sweet. Listen, man, you're talking about somebody who used to walk backwards. You're looking at somebody that's a product and a miracle of a God so glorious and gracious that, you know what? You are all in God's favor. Talking about being graced in here. You did no work to deserve this. Some of you live like such a great life. If you get clean, you would never think about where you came from. You can have all the cars in your driveway and all the jewelry on your neck and all the fine gaiters and the clothes. And you know what? But you know what? That don't fill the hole. Because if you ain't happy with yourself, you can't give happiness. You can't share love if you are ill-equipped and you don't hold the proper ammunition to fire the love that you need to fire when it needs to be fired. I'm talking about, like, learning how to love yourself. I'm talking about addressing a whole lot of people here tonight. And if one person gets the message, the job is done. Only one needs to hear it. It says over here that prayer communicating our concerns to a power greater than ourselves. Sometimes when we pray, A remarkable thing happens. We find the means, ways, and energies to perform tasks far beyond our capacity. Listen, we do things that institutions cannot do. God has given us an assignment. God has given us a program of Narcotics Anonymous. And it's just not about a social event. Each and every one of us has an assignment to save lives, to carry the message, and to carry the message effectively and sufficiently. And having a fourth step in your drill for the last year, 2-3 years, is not an effective message. Avoiding the step work and not calling your sponsor to take guidance. Praying as a dying man would pray. I'm talking about I'm talking about like Brooklyn, New York. I'm talking about being in the street. Right? My children never had to, they didn't see the horrors of my addiction. They came to me, my daughter was born in 1988, and my son was born in 1989, and we got a relationship with the mother, and you know what, I'm divorced, but I raised the children, and there's no animosity, and this is only a grace of God. This is only, listen, they just lost their grandfather on the other side of the family, you know what, and we showed up every day, including me. You know why? Because that's what my recovery tells me. My recovery tells me, show up. You show up and God will do the rest. We reconciled some differences in this field. You know, at the worst situations, bring the best reconciliation. We're talking about the biggest crisis will give you the biggest victories. Right? I'm talking about the enemy will always look to take you down. The enemy is kind of formed and conformed to itself to not have you be in recovery and to deny the very God that helped you get clean. You have a lot of practice at denying stuff. See? I'm talking about it says over here that outside of Narcotics Anonymous, right? We learn that if we pray regularly, we won't be hurting as often. I know every time I interject or intercede with something to recognize my God in my life, it does good things. The ties that bind. Well, what might that be? The ties that bind. Talking about unity and harmony. Right? Talking about, we ain't only got to talk about traditions. We're talking about, you know what? We're the only fellowship that hugs. When you shake hands with me, I know where you're going. I ain't here to knock nothing now. Don't get crazy when I get down. There's more of you than me. But the bottom line is you know what? We embrace and we learn to touch each other. And we learn to do things in here with each other. Right? It also says in our step work, right? It says part of the process of surrendering to God's will is to surrender to a spiritual principle such as honesty. Right? When we are having trouble in a particular area of our lives, or when we feel unable to stay clean, our higher power can help. We only need to ask. The hardest thing for an addict to do is to ask for help. My clean date is June 5, 1985. This June, I'll have 21 years of all Narcotics Anonymous meetings. I say that because the newcomer needs to hear that. Newcomer, you need to hear that. We're all worried about the newcomer. We're all worried about it. Nobody worries about the old timer. Right? Newcomer's blessed. He don't even have a clue as to what he's getting involved with. See? But the old timer that becomes complacent in their recovery. Complacency, that killer. You know? The debt march, sitting down and thinking that you don't need a meeting no more, right? I'm talking about lack of sponsorship brings disunity to the meetings. I'm talking about the people that ain't properly sponsored by an NA member that you know what? I'm not talking about the men sponsoring women. I'm talking about men sponsoring men. And strong women in this fellowship got the women right at hand. There ain't no more need for that. This is a fellowship that stands on its own ground. There's women out there recovering their ass off. You got no need. What's the agenda? I talk to people that sponsor women in it. Well, I give them the steps and I let them go. Let them go where? Where do they go after that? There's no identification. There's no identification. It's the bottom line is that, you know, what we talk about is that, you know, the ties that bind us together is about a strong fellowship. It's about a fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. And, you know, listen, like, look what Chesapeake Potomac region done for this region. Look for the members that are stuck around and stayed and did the hard work to put this together. I'm year after year after year bringing numbers and numbers and numbers into a vast place like this. Every time a member walks in this room, he's given an assignment. A woman is given an assignment to become part of something here. Right? It talks about it in our traditions. Right? It talks about it in our traditions. And I'm going to share something with you. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. The unity that supports our common welfare is created not only by working together, but by playing together. Right? The friendships we develop outside meetings strengthen NA unity. Fellowship activities provide opportunities for us to relax, socialize with each other, and have fun. Conventions, dinners, and holiday celebrations give us a chance to celebrate our recovery while practicing social skills. Hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about, social skills? Huh? How do we communicate? You're still trying to work the system and get on disability when there ain't nothing wrong with you. We're talking about getting together and, wait a minute, we're talking about getting a job. Right? It says here that picnics, dances, and sport days, or for example, often allow our families to participate too. This is all in the book. For example, often allow our families to, we strengthen our sense of community when we share more than just meeting time. Community. Like where you're living. Where you're living. Like, you know, being part of a member in the mainstream of life. Like it says in the seventh step in the basic text. This ain't fantasy land or Disney World. There's no magic wand that because you put it down and go to a meeting, all of a sudden by osmosis, you're going to recover and go on to a happy ending. There's some work that's, you know, there's involved work in here. The more you invest in your spiritual bank, at a later date, you'll be able to make deposits that will enrich your life. We're talking about, you know what? Loving a God that, God, man, God, taking you from the place you were. Think about the day before you got here. I'm talking about, listen, man, my sonny, listen, I sat down in the basement of my mother's house with a shotgun in my mouth. Ready to take myself off the calendar. And God intervened. Every prayer is answered. God said, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, listen, I'm sick. I'm sick and tired. I can't take no more. I want to stop this insanity. He said, sell the gun and get a bag of dope. You got one more day. Listen, you laughing, but that's the truth. Because 30 days after that, I got 12 steps. People were sleeping around my house, NA members. Want me to come to their house and do all kinds of things with them. And my life changed. And your life can change. I know there's somebody in here tonight that's having some big, big problems in their life right now. Right now, can't stop. Gonna go use right after this meeting. Maybe you got some dope in your pocket right now. Maybe you might gotta go back up in your hotel room and, you know, use that bag. Smoke that crack. Do some things that you ain't gonna feel too good tomorrow morning when you wake up. That's if you wake up. There's no guarantee here. The guarantee against relapse on the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. It says that in our book. I'm talking about getting busy. I'm not talking, listen, of recovery and relapse. You know what? It talks about a period of freedom. You know, sometimes we got to look at the people that ain't using, but you know what? What are you using? A variety of mental obsessions that have nothing to do with drugs. Fill up your hype with all kinds of stuff and make you feel like you just walked into the dope house. With a car in a garage. Owning a house. Having some suits in the closet. You know what? Having a fine lady, but you ain't happy with that lady. Because you got to look at some other ladies or the man that you got. Well, you know what? Or like, you know what? You're incarcerated in the relationship that you're in right now. Doing time. Just because you got some kids. Not feeling good and being unhappy. Being depressed all the time. Maybe you need to seek some other help. You know, once you start to recover, it opens up your mind. You get the honesty, the open-mindedness, and the willingness to try to find the avenues and seek help and ask help and, you know what, and ask God for direction. It says here that, you know, the stronger we share more than we meet in time, stronger relationships develop as we become more involved in each other's lives. Stop hating on me. You got big issues. Meanwhile, you're hating on me and you're relapsing all the time. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, there's always somebody in here doing something, saying something. You know what I mean? They ain't even looking in your window. Listen to this. You have to better learn to surround yourself with people who have your best interest at heart. And that don't need to be 1,000 acquaintances. I'm talking about people that look and know how you're living. The message is in what we say and what we read out of the book. The message is how we're living. What we're doing in our lives. How we're interacting. And you know what? There's things outside of NA that you have to... My son is an athlete. My daughter just got accepted to St. John's University. She's going to start in September. My little girl turns 18 April 22nd. I got problems letting go. You know, there was no... The female presence in my house was the grandma. You know, and the mother's... Your mother's there, but you know what? They're in my house, living there. You know, my son's getting big now. You know, things are happening. Things are changing. You know, I don't want to... Listen, man. I want to let go and let God. These are children that were born under a home of prayer. These are children that were born under a home that you developed for me. This is children that were raised in the grace and mercy of a God that's so gracious, a mother that's so special. You know what? I love my mother. I love my mother. My mother's going to be 82 in July. And you know what? I got to give a lot of thanks and be grateful for the fact that she put up with me all these years. Always prayed me. Prayed. You know, the prayer works. You know what? You never know when you're going to become somebody's prayer. Huh? I'm talking about you never know when somebody... Has somebody ever come up to you and tell you, listen, would you pray for me? Do you know how privileged you are to somebody to ask you that? That's not to be passed over with a minimum of concern. That's like something about somebody saying, wait a minute, you're talking to me, you're asking me to pray for you? Everyone in this place was prayed into this place. Whether you believe or you don't believe. Because I want to tell you something. All the NA fanatics, all the NA people that are rah, rah, rahing, if you're really down with it, if you're really into it, then you'll know that. You know what? A moment of silence is the most powerful vehicle that we have. When we say a moment of silence, we're inviting another person into the circle. The faceless addict. The addict that you don't even know that's walking into the meeting somewhere. That's how we got here. Somewhere, someplace in time, Richie C. was doing something despicable one more time. And somebody said, a moment of silence. And graced me into the doors. Into a place that I need to learn the ties that bind us together will be stronger than the ones that will tear us apart. What does that mean? I'm talking about becoming a member here. I'm not talking about a part-time member. I'm not talking about parking lot recovery. You in it? Yeah, I've been around for a while. Around? Or are you in it? Because around don't sound like you're in it. Around sounds like when my mother said, where you going when I was a kid? I said, I'll be around the neighborhood. That means you ain't finding me. And when you tell me you had a couple of coffees, that's just what that means. You drank two coffees. Now what? Now how long are you clean? Be proud of your clean time. You worked hard for it. Be proud of your clean time. Come on, man. I don't count time no more because it made me use. But you're crazy. You ain't counting your time no more. Then you're timeless. You ain't got a home group. You're homeless. I'm talking about, listen, man, my clean time, sometimes I wake up in the morning and that's all I got is my clean day. Ain't no lottos to hit in here. Your clean date is your lotto. 6585. God graced me. Rose me above, listen, took me from man, the ashes, took me out of molding me and sent me on my way to NA. This is the vehicle that God has produced strategically to allow us to learn who we need to serve. Who you think you serving? Who do you need to be obedient with? 259 times God is mentioned and it works how and why. 100 times, 359 in both books. Not the G word, not higher power, not the force be with you. It don't say recognize the tree down the block. It ain't telling you to be in Star Wars. It's not telling you to love a chair. It ain't telling you like, you know what, you spooked into this. You know what, you got a gypsy that you go to once a week to get your fortune told. And it talks about in the 11th step, no whimsical stuff. We're talking about a God that took you from your nightmare. We're talking about a God that needs to be recognized in every which way possible. And every time you stay with the ties that bind, you give credit, you give your grace, you give every merited favor that you got in your life to the God that the ultimate authority in this program. Says that in the second step, don't it? The ultimate authority. And we're the ultimate weapon, aren't we? We work for the ultimate authority. God assigns, we're Navy SEALs. We're emissaries. We're the ambassadors for this program. We're somebody that stands up front and center and takes charge, man. Put us in the H&I meeting. Watch the work we do. We're the only ones that, listen, man, this is a program that says if you follow this way, this way, this way of life, do this, do this. Listen, do this. Do this. Wait a minute, you ain't hearing me. Do this, and you will never use again. We're the only program that can make a statement like that. We're the only program that can make a statement like that, built on love and honesty. If you say you got what you got, I believe you. You got to remember something, though. Not everybody's here for the same reason. Disease has a way of reconstructing other human beings to come in your life and to steal your blessings. If you ain't prepared and on point and, you know, loaded with the proper ammunition to face the reality day to day, to fight off the enemy. Listen, man, it's a hard spiritual warfare when you wake up in the morning and leave that house. You need to be set and loaded, lock and loaded in your prayer. Lock and loaded in the fact that you took charge today. That you woke up a captain in your house. That you woke up ahead of everybody else. That you go, listen, man, it's about attacking the world with love and coming out there and doing some things that will make your self-esteem build high. God don't make no junk. Everybody here is a living creature. It's got love in them. You know, some people are so hardened, man. You know, you want to blame it on your prison time. And you want to blame it on your, you know, you want to blame it on mom. You want to blame it on your great, 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 great grandmother, who you ain't never met. You want to go real deep. You know, you want to get real psychological. You know, and this is a simple program. This is a simple God, man. That as soon as you ask for help in your most desperate time, you got removed from that desperation. You want to talk about saying, screaming for help, and then once you get here, you don't want to acknowledge the help that came. Huh? I'm talking about, wait, the plug falls out of the wall. Now you want to start denying all kinds of stuff. Meanwhile, you were begging to get up in here. You'd do anything to get up in here. You were just one finger away of taking your life. You use, you die. That's the bottom line. What more do you need to know? You got a fellowship here that will embrace you. Listen, you know what? If you find some people that you don't like, listen, say, that's okay. Move on. You know, there's somebody here for you. There's somebody here for you. There's somebody, everybody's got a, Brian was sharing it today. Knock that meeting down. Somebody, listen, everybody got an assignment here. Everybody has an assignment here. We're all assigned to each other. Some of us have to pull it in and take it out. Some of us have to understand that, you know what, when God ain't ready, you got to wait on that. Because it's all in God's time. If you're sitting around wondering why you're lonely, you're wondering why the marriage failed, you're wondering why you ain't got your kids, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And not looking at the fact of where you were 24 hours before you stepped up in this camp. Walking on a whole stroll, doing some stuff that you know why you hated doing. And you don't need to be a female to be a prostitute up in this camp. You know what I'm talking about in here. Guys are cringing and holding, sitting on their fingers right now. You know, we ought to stay away from that fourth step because, you know, of our bizarre sexual behavior. Ooh. You know? We want to talk about that. You know? We can't talk about that. We got to hide that. So I'll just stay stuck in my fourth step. I won't talk about, like, you know what, about my incest issues and, you know what, how I lusted for my cousin. And, you know, I don't want to talk about how I walked the stroll, how I've been raped, you know, raped and sodomized. And, you know, go on, man. You got to move on with your life. I'm talking about sharing stuff with somebody who you can learn how to trust. Right? Listen, 12th step, right? It says over here, developing. Right? It talks about first and foremost, we share our experience, strength, and hope. This means that we share our experience, not the theories. We have heard from other sources. This also means that we share our own experience. Not making up stories. Talking about like how much dope you shot, you ain't even put a needle in your arm. Talking about string of mules in Peru. You're a liar. You ain't never left the Bronx. talking about just being yourself. God created you in His own image and likeness. God created you to be here to share the message. The assignment. Right? I'm talking about, like, you know what? He will only set the bottom of the barrel to carry the message. You had to hurt yourself up in here. You got to scrape your knees and get up and keep going. I'm talking about one more breath. I'm talking about not giving up. I'm talking about like one more prayer. Take one more step. One more step. Listen, you know what? Don't go that way. Stay on the path, man. Stay on the path. Stay on the path. We've begun to see that God will for us is the ability to live with dignity, to love ourselves and others, to laugh and to find great joy and learn to surround us. Our most heartfelt longings will, our dreams come true, and we're coming true. Listen, I can't get excited enough about this. If I could come out there and just put it on everybody, I would do it. Because the bottom line is, listen, man, this is an exciting road. This is a journey. That's something that, listen, man, you can't find this on the Discovery Channel. If you ain't excited, you got to learn how to get excited. If you ain't laughing, then there's something that needs to be shared. There's some things that need to happen here. You need to allow some intervention. I'm talking about divine intervention. I'm talking about a spiritual intervention. You need to develop your spiritual development. Spiritual development will bring you to a place of love and understanding for yourself. I'm talking about I embrace my kids. I kiss them before I come in the house. I kiss them before I leave. I hug them and tell them that I love them. I embrace them like I've never been embraced. See? You were given the opportunity to bust the chain. I'm not talking about the chain of addiction. I'm talking about the chain of life. I'm not talking about sitting up here and saying, you know, don't impress me how much dope you shot. I don't care who you murdered. I don't care how much time you did. What impresses me is that, you know what? You're going through it right now. You're struggling. You're saying, there ain't no God. How could God do this to me? There's no way in the world. And then the next day you come back and say, listen, I didn't use nothing. I ain't taking nothing. And I'm coming through it. I got AIDS. I got diabetes. I got all kinds of stuff. I don't have the virus. I'm a diabetic. I got hepatitis C. You know, but I got friends of mine that are long. You know, they're inflicted with other situations, and you know, and they ain't using nothing. What's your excuse? Cause your girlfriend left you. You want to go out and get high? Well, be my guest. Cause there's things at hand here that are. Oh, much more important. Things here at hand are life's and given situations. It's not that serious. What you find urgent today will not be an emergency next week. You may even forget what it is. I'm talking about, like, you know what, a string of life. I'm talking about Narcotics Anonymous. It's a beautiful place. This is a place that, this ain't the Wizard of Oz. This ain't fairy tale land. This is a place of real deal. Listen to this. This is a matter of life and death. Everything. Not to get lost. Talking about, like, you know what, going to your home group. The ties that bind, the strength in your home group will make your area stronger. Your area has strong home group members, your region becomes powerful. I'm not talking about powerful in the way of, I'm talking about powerful in the way of a loving God and carrying the message solid. And for the looks of this place tonight, the Spirit is alive and well in Chesapeake, Potomac region. It's numbers like this that convince. You can't argue this. If you're in here right now and you're counting minutes in here, listen, you can't come around. Oh, wait a minute. If you've been here since 1971 and you got 10 minutes, you ain't a newcomer. You don't hold newcomer status no more. You're a newcomer when you hear the message in the joint, more like you hear the message in the hospital and you walk to your first NA meeting. It's time to get to work. And nobody gets pushed out. And if somebody's pushing you out, push your way in. It's about being graced. You know, I want to share this with you. I want to share that spiritual principles of recovery showing us how to shift our focus away from our own self-interest toward a more spiritually centered life. And you know what? I must share with you that my life has been fantastic. I'm not gonna come back. I got no drama. That don't mean there ain't people around me that have drama. And you know what? I'll pray for them. And you know what? And I got concern and conviction in their life. And understand that, you know what? I'm a pinnacle, pivotal person that, you know what? If I'm centered in prayer, I'm going to pray for you. My prayer works. Right? I'm talking about my prayer. When I pray, when somebody said pray for me and I get there, I pray. My prayers work. Because you prayed me and it worked. There's evidence. I got my friend in Baltimore, Thomas. You know, I told Thomas, I left a message I was going to share tonight and put Thomas into this. I want to put Thomas into this. I want to put my friend Ray Ray, who's not doing, he's dying. My man is dying. And you know, I want to put my friend Emil into this. And I want to put some people into it. You know, when we bring people into this and we share our concerns, and it's not an outside issue. They're members of NA. And as long as they're a member of Narcotics Anonymous, it's our job to stand up and help them. And sometimes you got to put your differences on the side. And sometimes, like, you got to hug the guy you don't like. And sometimes you got to pray for people. Listen, it's about the we in this program. It's about effective prayer. It's about we pray. Us. Oh, 11th Step talks about us. It don't talk about me. 11th Step talks about praying for us. That means unselfish prayer. That means prayer with some humility to it. Not asking for a Ferrari in the driveway or getting a better job position. Meanwhile, pray for you and I'm spiritually taken care of. And knowing it. Because if you're on point, listen, man, if you ain't on point, you don't know when God's moving. You gotta be on point to have God move in your life. I've heard some messages here this weekend that you could definitely feel the Spirit. You could feel the Spirit in them. You know, it's about your spirit. It's about enhancing the Spirit. It's about enlightening the Spirit, making the Spirit love, you know, glow. You know what? You don't have to have a whole lot of money. You don't have to have all kinds of things in you. Listen, I ain't banging the world down with big bucks, but I'll tell you what, my spirit is wealthy. It's got wealth to it. It's only got wealth to it because I do what God designs me to do. And those missions and assignments come from the men in my life, from the guys around me, from the guys that call me up and encourage me and, like, you know what? Give me encouragement to move in my life. Guys like Alan, Jimmy, right? Brian, William, you know? Timmy, you know? That's so many got Sean. The guys that, you know what, they, listen, man, they do for me what I can't do. They don't know what they do for me. They have no idea when they call my house. I might be on my couch thinking about some serious devastation. And we know how to fake that, don't we? We know how to tell everybody that we're doing okay. We're all right, I'm all right. There ain't nothing wrong. I'm doing great. I'm banging. I'm clicking. I'm okay. You want to go home and you want to cut your throat. You're sick in your stomach. Because sometimes, you know, even after long periods of clean time, life seems meaningless. It says that in the book. That's why you got to embrace your newcomer. Almost done. I'm talking about, like, having faith. Has your cry for help been silenced? I'm talking about, like, you know what? Don't ever stop crying for help. I talk to my sponsor. I tell my sponsor, there's no need for me to have a sponsor if I ain't going to tell him the truth. And he lives 3,000 miles away. But that don't matter, because he's the man for me. You know what? I don't have much more to say, but I'd like to share with you that one learned messenger is more powerful than 1,000 ignorant followers. And sometimes, like, you know what, we meet up with our demands, you know, and like sometimes the expectations may be high, but you know what, you ain't gotta worry when you got a God in your life. You don't have to worry when you got men of God in your life. You don't have to worry about if you're giving out good stuff, good stuff's coming back. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in trying to give blessings. You know, I'm not talking about the blessing blockers. The people that want to stop your happiness. The people that want to stand in front of your success. The people that are praying for you to fail. People that are hugging you with an ice pick in their hand. But you know what? Keep them close. Because those are the very people that will have you have the greatest success in your life. They're the people that will bring you to a place up so you can understand that the crisis at hand and how you feel about what's going on, that your victory will be huge. All the time. All the time. NA is all about success. NA is all about you becoming part of it. It will become part of you. I'm talking about it's only as good as the members that stand in it. If there are no members, we have no NA. If we have nobody working steps, we don't stay. Fourth steps don't matter. Well, why did you use? Because I did my fourth step. Steps don't get you high, they keep you clean. You got every excuse in the world. How about this excuse? How about just turning around saying, you know what, I need help. I ain't never liked you before, but you know what? You've been here for some time. Let me hang out with you. Let's do some work. Let's be serious about this. Right? It says over here in our basic text. Right? I knew there was somebody. I knew there was somebody. You know? I'm going to talk about the freedom I got in my life. It talks about here that are we preparing for a spiritual destiny? Are we preparing about our legacy? You know what? I want to leave something behind. I don't want to leave no junk or garbage behind. I got two beautiful... Listen, the disease is a liar. Let me tell you, the disease is a liar. God had granted me two beautiful children to unleash into the world some love and understanding. Right? That's how I look at it. I got a mom that's so gracious and precious. She prays for me all the time. I got so much prayer. The full fruit of the labor of love lives in the harvest that always comes in its right season. Are you harvesting some good soil? Who do you have selected in your life? Who can bear fruit in the dead of winter? I'm talking about putting some stuff in your life that'll, you know what, I see a tree in the wintertime and a skeptic and a cynic sees it dead. And then all of a sudden in the springtime, the one that's got life in them will look at the tree and say, oh, it's going to bloom again. I'm talking about every day the sun will come up another day. It's a 24-hour program. It's a just-for-today program. Whatever your disturbance was this morning when you woke up, you won't have to have it tomorrow. Your program starts when you start it. You know what? It's all about you, man. It starts and ends with you. It's not about the person next to you. Listen, man, you don't know, man, and you don't know the story. You're sitting next to somebody right now who went through the horrors of a bad time. Just because I smell good and look good and clean up tonight, yet God only knows the stories. We don't have time to sit up here and talk about the stories. And I'm not even talking about the story before you got here. I'm talking about the one you created after you cleaned it. I'm talking about being incarcerated in a prison of life and having the key in your back pocket and you don't even know how to get your hand in there to let yourself out. I'm talking about just being stuck. Being stuck in the mud. Can't move another inch. You know what? You ain't going backwards. You ain't going forward. You just ain't moving at all. Well, listen to this. For the person that tells somebody, if you can't make a decision, don't make one, get away from them. Because the bottom line, this is always about, the only consistent thing in this program is change. And there's no pain in change. The pain is in not changing. If you stay stuck, you're only going to stay hurt. All the pain. Listen, man, there's going to be some painful situations. But you know what? Listen, God has created you in the light of a flower and of the sun and a beautiful human being. We have things in our hearts that, listen, he don't bring nobody in here that's going to be so hard to say that they can't help nobody. I'm talking about the gift of life, the gift of giving. Giving, not losing something, giving something, embracing somebody, telling them that, listen, man, turn around to the person next to you and say, listen, stay because I love you to be here tonight. I'm talking about, listen, this is the kind of thing here that, you know what? Listen, I'm talking, listen, the Spirit is moving me in this place. I feel great here tonight. I don't care about the people that deny me. I don't care about what they're saying, the stories that they're making up. They don't mean a goddamn thing to me. I know that I'm here tonight, I'm clean, and I'm loving Narcotics Anonymous. Because then you know what? Anybody that's in your life, your life, and your life, that's giving you that grief, they live in their own hell. They go home at night feeling sorry for themselves, wishing that they were you. We're talking about envy, right? Envy. Envy is a lack of belief in your God. If you're going to envy what I got, oh my God, listen, you're going to envy what I got? Take a look. Listen, man, there ain't nothing great. Yeah, listen, be grateful for what you've earned in your life. Look at what you got, not what somebody else has, because you worked hard for it. It's yours. God granted you with it. Your time is coming. Listen, your time is coming. Your time is coming. You ain't got to use no more. There's somebody, oh, listen, then you don't have to use no more. You ain't hearing this. You don't have to use no more. You may have to work a little bit now. Stay, you know, you got to get on a track. Get on a track. There's a fruit. Full fruit of the labor of love. Labor of love. Labor takes work. Hard work. Determination. You know, we're talking about staying on a roll. Commitment. Obligation. Words that sound like curses. We don't want, ooh, obligation. Not me. Ooh, commitment. I can't commit. You know, I want to be committed. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, listen, man, I'm talking about staying firm like a soldier. Standing in front and saying, listen, you contract your disease with your own voice. When you say you can't, you won't. I'm talking about a disease that as soon as you address it, it stands up at attention. Right in your life. But I'm talking about as soon as the disease is challenged, God will take its place. God, man, oh, God, listen, you don't understand. If you're saying, this guy's crazy. This guy, I ain't got no God in my life. Well, then what you did? How do you think you got here? What do you think is happening in your life? You just need to come here and get cultivated. You know what? Recognize your miracle. Cultivate the miracle. The miracle, it ain't that you got the parking space down the block. And you know what? It's a miracle that, it's a miracle that I got my, went shopping today. I'm talking about the miracle of the obsession to use is removed from you. From people like us. We don't know how to stop anything. I'm talking about the obsession lifted. God, take it from me. I don't got, listen, whoa, wait a minute, what am I using? What are we filling our hype up with some greed and lust? You know what, and doing a speedball. I was a speedball guy, right? What are we talking about? I'm talking about filling your hype with love and God and God and God and God. And NA is all about God. And I don't care, like, who comes. There's going to be some joker tonight. Listen to me. There's some joker tonight that's going to come over to me and challenge me with my God. Well, I'm ready for you. I'm ready. I'll wait till everybody leaves the place. Because you know what? I know when he's got his hand in my life. and he's got his hand in my friend's lives, and he's got his hands in their friend's lives. And I've seen families grow, and I've seen miracles on top of miracles on top of miracles on top of miracles. My eyes have seen this. I've seen people get their children. I've seen people lose kids in here and not use nothing. I've seen kids, sons getting shot and murdered and all that kind of stuff, and the way the world is today. And we are God-given. We are the product of a merciful God that takes us and gives us the strength in this program and shows us these steps and builds a foundation for us to meet. Listen, we could change the world. I mean, as soon as we leave, what are you going to leave here this weekend? And what are you going to take with you tomorrow when you go home? How are you going to walk in your life Monday when it's all over? The dance ended. You got that number in your pocket from a girl in Maryland and you live in Georgia. You know, you fell in love. You know? Ready to leave your wife on a one-nighter. Huh? I'm talking about like this. Wait a minute. I'm talking about like you left your bills on the kitchen table to take to this place. Some of us have done that. And if that's the case, that's okay. Because the bottom line is like if you're here and you're getting the message and you're participating with your recovery and you're participating and you're here for the right reason, everything's going to be all right. I'm here to tell you that. Listen, I remember Dot T from Pittsburgh, right? Way back when I had 60 days. 1985, I was at the World Convention in Washington, D.C. D.C. in the house! What? I had 60 days. I know what I was doing, right? I was sitting in a hallway. I didn't have a nickel in my pants. All of a sudden, the door swung open, and somebody came out and said, "What are you doing in the hallway? Come in here." I said, "I got no money." "We didn't ask if you got no money. Just get in here." I walked into this room. It wasn't like this, but there must have been about maybe 1,500, 2,000 people sitting in a room, cheering and screaming. And all of a sudden, I broke down. I started crying. I knew, listen, the Spirit said, "Whoa, Richie, see, we got you. We got you. You in here? Oh, we got you. 6585, baby. You're going to be in Chesapeake, Potomac in the year 2006. Tell them this story." I said, "I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't going to be me." "Talk to who?" They sat me down at the table, man. I was all torn up, wrecked, like a train hit me. Right? All of a sudden, my life changed. I said, "Wait a minute, that was the fellowship. That was the fellowship. They didn't even know who I was." I'm talking about like, you know what? You got to reach your hand out. If you got $2, give a dollar. Oh, by the way, it ain't a dollar basket no more. Ain't you heard? It's a $2 basket. It's 2006. We ain't back in the basement in 1985 no more now. If you got it, you got to support the group. Oh, it got quiet in here now. Nobody want to go in their pocket. Well, hurt somebody, talk about their pocket. You know? But that's the bottom line. I mean, this is about carrying a message. You know, man, listen, man. I'm talking about like, you know what? I was charged up. I went to my first meeting. I felt so good. I was scared. I know. Listen, newcomer. I know how scared you are. We know the burden that you got on your shoulder right now. You can drop that burden and don't worry about it. We're going to pick up the slack. Give us the opportunity to get in your life. See? Look. A lot of people moving around and, you know, they're all worried about going to the dance. Right? I just wonder if God took a day off, what would happen up in this camp? Huh? That's what I want to know. If God said, "Listen, well, I'm taking off tomorrow, mental health day." Well, what about if God got up and said, "You know what, I ain't going to work today." Wonder what would happen in here. How do you think your life would fare? See? Oh, everybody, you know, moving around. Want to do stuff. Okay, that's okay. But the diehards are in the seat. Right? In the seat. All right, look, man, I hope I reach somebody. I'm gonna shut this down. Listen, I got a beautiful note, man. Richie C. compliments the CPR CNA program committee. We love you. Hey, check that out, man. We love you. God's work, not us, be done. Check that out. I'm going to frame this. Put it in my house. My son knows that's true, too. I frame everything. I put everything in my house. Huh? Hang it on the wall. I want to let you know that I've been graced to be here tonight. It's been my privilege. It's been a 12-step call from you on me. It's been something that you've given me this weekend. I'm going to leave here this, go home tomorrow with much more than I came with. I'm going to go home feeling good, having some new numbers in my pocket. I want to tell you, William, I love you with all my heart. You know what? You know, William's a good, your program chair is out of sight. Look, give it up, man. Give it up, man. A hard crowd. Right? It takes hard work and tenacity to do this stuff. You know? But I'm happy. I'm content. Oh, I got friends here from the out of town. Charlie's here. My dear friend Charlie C. And, you know, there's people here that are Frankie and old people here that I haven't seen in some time. And, you know, and it's great. It's great stuff. It's great stuff to generate love and to get the love generated back to you. And that'll only happen if you step up in your life. I want to leave you with this. I want to tell you that no matter what happens in your life, nothing, no matter what goes down in your life, tomorrow you come up with the AIDS virus positive. Oh, you wait a minute. You got your diabetes and you got a, you know, you're on a liver list, but they ain't calling you yet. I know there's somebody in here with that. I'm talking about somebody who ain't got a belief in nothing right now. Somebody that's looking down and low with themselves and saying, you know what? They sat through this whole meeting denying everything I said. Saying all kinds of stuff. Talking about the person next to them. You know, looking at somebody that got some nice clothes on and saying, you know what? What are they all dressed up for? What are they doing here, man? You know, somebody that's walking around with a lady and you ain't got one. I'm talking about a girl walking around with a guy and you ain't got one. I'm talking about no matter what happens, no matter what comes down. Listen, man, I'm from Brooklyn. We don't have pikes. I talk, whatever comes down the pike, whatever comes down the road, you don't have to use no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what. I'm an addict named Richie. I love you, Chesapeake, Potomac, Richie.